My father was born in Poland. When he was 5 years old, his family immigrated from Poland to Czechoslovakia. But he never bothered to get citizenship, the Czech citizenship. Now, the Czechs were very liberal, and they never bothered anybody to get, you know. And this went on for years. When the Germans occupied Czechoslovakia, and our area was given to the Hungarians, the first thing they did, they demanded of every person to prove their citizenship, that they are citizens of that country. Well, my father couldn't prove it because he was from Poland. And what they did was, those people were the first ones to be deported. 100 families from my hometown were deported because they couldn't prove their citizenship. Mm-hmm. They were taken to the Ukraine. It's in my book, to Kamenets Podolsk, that's the name of the place, and they were all massacred there. 20,000 Jews from the Carpathians mm-hmm. were taken there, and they were all massacred. So what happened was that my father went into hiding. My mother was born in Czechoslovakia. We were born in Czechoslovakia, all the children. My mother's maiden name was Lipschitz. So we switched our last name from Duft to Lipschitz. And this, the name Lipschitz remained with me until after the war. And I always wanted to change back to my father's last name. But I figured if I do it already, I'll make a Hebrew name out of it. Mm-hmm. Duft means do, D-E-W, mm-hmm. Tal in Hebrew. So Avital, my father, Duft. Oh, gotcha. And that's how the name was. I went to court here, you know, you need the, mm-hmm. and the judge was very interested in the story, and he said, it's perfectly fine, and he approved it.